Mediterranean Adventures. Adventuresome tourists don't usually travel to the most fashionable holiday resorts. Rather, for them, it is more important to select a destination for the cultural richness or natural treasures it promises. For those who like to take the road less travelled, we have located some special spots around the Mediterranean. Calcan. By rights, Calcan, like so many other attractive Turkish coastal villages, should have been ringed by ugly hotels by now. The lack of decent beaches on its doorstep and the efforts of the locals have, however, managed to ensure expansion is relatively low-key and generally pretty upmarket. However, just a short ride away is Patara Beach, a stunning 20-kilometre stretch of white sand, turquoise coast, quietly lapsed by the Lycian Sea. Water sports are banned here. This is one stretch of property developers can't get their hands on, thanks to the turtles who have chosen it as a nesting site, giving it protected status. Back in the Kalkan, besides several good restaurants, there are plenty of carpet shops, jewellery stores and the like. Patmos. A curious tourism dichotomy exists on this island, which is one of the most beautiful of the region. While most of it is untouched by mass tourism, cruise ships dock daily at the port, bringing with them thousands of tourists who stay in one spot just for a few hours. They are lured by a sacred place, the 900-year-old monastery of St. John, in appearance a sandcastle, in structure an impregnable fortress. John the Apostle was exiled to Patmos from Ephesus by the Roman Emperor Domitian, and having found in a cave a hotline to God, proceeded to write his book of Revelations there. Meanwhile, the rest of the island gets on with being idyllic for the benefit of the few visitors who stay over. Xenophondos. Xenophondos, along with the 19 other monasteries of the Athos Peninsula in Macedonia, remains the preserve of the male of the species. Greek Orthodox law decreed this in the 11th century, alleging after a series of incidents between monks and shepherdesses, although excluded are ewes and cows, in fact, all female mammals. The monasteries have strict codes of behaviour for visitors, from the obvious remain covered at all times to the less so no whistling, singing, smoking, crossing your legs when sitting.